Charlottesville City Manager, police, and fire chiefs joined the state's top cop and officials from the university and county to proclaim victory in their weekend war against violent protest. They're not saying yet what the cost might be, but Virginia's police superintendent, Gary Settle, says he had intelligence to support the need for a very large force in the city.
Certainly, we were monitoring intelligence months ago, and right after last year's event, because there was a talk about next year when it comes, we're going to do X, Y, and Z, so we have to prepare for the worst. And I will tell you, there's some intelligence that I can't speak to today in an open forum that caused us to make certain decisions.
And Charlottesville's police chief, Rochelle Brackney, defended the decision to ban about 40 items that could be used as weapons, things like skateboards and glass bottles, even as guns were allowed on the mall.
People don't necessarily buy an axe and use it to chop wood. And when we talk about the guns and weapons that could possibly be brought onto any of our sites, we don't get to control the legislature.
State lawmakers had refused to give the city power to ban firearms. Brackney said it might be a month before taxpayers get the bill for security on the first anniversary of a violent Unite the Right rally, and she could not say what the city might do next year.
I would ask that the citizens in the city of Charlottesville think about that, and then, of course, the police response will have to be matched to that.
While there were no serious incidents, law enforcement leaders took a bow for what one called unprecedented cooperation and a plan executed flawlessly. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.